There was a time, and maybe there's still this thing, I knew that the opposition would accuse us of being NIMBYs, not in my backyard.
Yeah, it's in everybody's backyard now.
And I realized that that's, of course they're denigrating that, because that's what motivates people.
Mm-hmm.
So the more you can localize it,
yeah,
the better. And then the other idea of, by localizing it, automatically, your scope broadens. And you realize that, like Carol says, it's happening there, it's happening there, it's happening everywhere.
Yep.
And then one of the beauties of a computer is that if you read a scientific paper or read anything that you have questions about and want more information, or a group and you want to get a paper that they've done, there you go.
Yep.
You get in touch and you realize that the connectivity is that I'd be absolutely amazed if you could tell me one environmentalist or activist who, if you wrote them with genuine concerns, questions, intelligence, they'll answer you.
Oh, yeah.
I've written guys at Yale University who have written these amazing books on participatory democracy and stuff like that, that we studied as part of how we would approach things. I'd be damned if I didn't get emails back from them.
Yeah.
Or the people, precautionary principle people, Carolyn Raffensperger.
They dedicated.
Wonderful woman.
We're in the dedication of their book.
Yeah.
Our names.
She said, I'm coming through Dallas. Can you come down and meet me at the such and such hotel? I'm going, Carolyn Raffensperger, for Christ's sake.
I know.
So the local is where everybody's got to start.
Yeah.
And that's why this demonization of not in my backyard,
mm-hmm,
by the opposition, supposedly making us look selfish.
Mm-mm.
It's just the opposite. Because of course it starts in your backyard. How else could it start? When that's where the true conviction is, because that's when you are called upon to protect your family.
To defend what you have.
Defend what you have. Your right to clean air, to clean water,
uh-huh,
in your neighborhood, for Christ's sake.
That's it. It's as simple as that.
And then there are other people, I'm sure, who are motivated by what's going on in other parts of the world. And that too has a reverse, because then that person who looks at what's happening in Asia, in China, environmentally, will say, gee, wonder what's going on here.
Mm-hmm.
And will make, the point is, whether it's local or international, the connection works both ways, I feel. And it serves to take a person who is on an international scale to suddenly realize their own part locally. And just as us as locals, starting out with not in my backyard, having this whole world opened up to us of other people, other activists, and being able to connect with them. So the connectivity works both ways, I think.
I don't think with environmentalism it comes from the top down. It comes from the bottom up.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Absolutely.
For sure.
It's never top down.
And somebody like McKibben, who's at the top,
yeah,
he's at the bottom like all the rest of us when it comes to working with the powers that be.
Sure.
You know, it's... He has a larger audience, as he should. Catherine Hayhoe of Texas Tech.
Oh, boy, she's tremendous.
Unbelievable.
Oh, if you could Google her and listen to one of her lectures. Oh, my God, she's so good.
So there are wonderful people out,
yeah,
there. James Hansen.
Yes. He's the one that was the first one to warn the government
1987.
About climate change, and then they took it off the internet.
He was with NOAA.
Yes.
But at any rate, yeah, there's all, and that's the good thing about the connectivity, is that you see the energy and the intelligence and the commitment of these people who have are in the public spotlight, and who are free of political what would you say?
Obligations.
No, yeah. Obligations.
They feel obligations.
And I mean, somebody like Al Gore, who did wonderful things, but he's branded by a lot of opposing folks as being politically motivated. Yeah. Why? Because he used to be a vice president.
And a Democrat.
And a Democrat.
Oh, this is the Democrats talking.
But
no, it's
somebody
not.
Like McKibben or the fella in England, George Monbiot. Mm-hmm. These are just really concerned citizens who, because of their talents as communicators, have been able to really spread a wide swath of influence.
Yeah, and it's a little different in other countries, too. We had a group come and visit us from Yarmouth?
No, Lancaster.
Lancaster, England. Mm-hmm. And they were fighting fracking there, but their industry is government-owned. So that makes it different. Then here you have all these vested interests, and it doesn't seem right that people here should own water, should control water.
Well,
and air. It seems like everybody should have equal dibs on that.